Basma on Business is sponsored by Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. The views, opinions, or advice offered by this show's host do not necessarily reflect those of News Talk 780 KOH or its parent company, Cumulus Media. This is the News and Talk of Nevada. Now, Basma on Business with award-winning entrepreneur Mike Basma, sponsored by Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. We're getting Northern Nevada back to business on News Talk 780 KOH and KKOH.com.
Good morning, Reno. It is Mike Basma, your business savvy CPA. Saturday morning. Oh, a little hair on this dog. Arr, but we'll get through it together. It's Basma on Business. Each and every Saturday, we come to you with 60 minutes of action-packed business advice. Of course, today, we are really wanting to get the phone calls going. I know you've got all these tax questions, but we also have people in the HR world that are going to help you with all your hiring woes, help you understand why ranting around the office is no bueno anymore. Remember the good old days? Yes, we're going to talk about those. It's Basma on Business each and every Saturday. Kind of helping raise the educational IQ of all things business in Northern Nevada, which I love. In studio, my co-host today, the beautiful, the talented Jill Basma. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Too much wine last night.
Maybe.
But it's good.
It was good wine.
It's good. We'll be slightly snarky today.
That'll be great.
It'll be awesome. All right, and our guest in studio, Melissa Davies. She is currently the grand poobah of the NNHRA. We'll talk about that. Talk about best places to work and Clifton Larson Allen's placement there, and kind of why it makes sense to talk to your employees about and do employee engagement. Talk about that, Melissa. Welcome to the Basma on Business.
Good morning, grand poobah. I like that.
Chief Muckety Muck. So what is Clark & Associates? Let's start there.
Well, Clark & Associates, we celebrated our 25th anniversary last year. We help companies with their employee benefits. And then we also have a sister company in our house, Solutions at Work, that does HR consulting and payroll.
All right. And who is the main principal of Clark & Associates?
Miss Valerie Clark.
And where is she?
She is at home resting today.
Well, I envy her.
Yes, don't we all?
Don't we all? Well, and you moved recently. Congratulations.
Yes, we moved into our new office yesterday.
There's going to be lots of reps from various camera manufacturing people will be loving how to take...
Somehow my show got hijacked quite... It's all good. It's all good. I was like, we have a caller already. 852-8255. 852-TALK if you want to weigh in and hijack the show as well. But, of course, questions, especially HR related. But, Melissa, you were saying.
So, yes, we just moved into our big, beautiful office yesterday. So it was a little exhausting, but we're all in and we're so excited.
All right. Yes. I remember when we bought the Basma Business Center. Got to move three times in 1 year as we were kind of renovating it. Now, are any renovations need to happen? Now, you moved into the old Tanamera building, right?
We did. And it's already been repainted and recarpeted, and it's ready to go. We just got to get all organized and get everything in place, which is always a big daunting task.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people just they don't estimate just how much brain drain and energy drain that move is, the logistics, the small things, you know, and you always expect when you pick up the phone, somebody's going to answer the phone and it's going to have a dial tone. But that doesn't always happen that way when you move. And so you just have a lot of glitches and such that you have to deal with. So the other thing, Melissa, you're, as I mentioned, the grand poobah of NNHRA. What is that?
So NNHRA is the Northern Nevada Human Resources Association. And we had a busy week last week, too. We just had our 11th annual Best Places to Work Awards ceremony, which I think over 500 people were there. And we highlighted a ton of companies. We had our record-setting number of finalists this year, and it was just a really fun night.
Yeah, and so and you're president of that organization?
I am. I am the president.
All right. So how does that happen?
Well, you get asked to be on the board, and then suddenly you're president a year and a half later.
Right. You're like, wait, stop. Okay. So, best places to work. Now, CLA, it's our first year that we've been recognized as a finalist. And I was actually going through the results yesterday, which are some, you know, 80% really encouraging and inspiring, and 20% like, why do I try so hard? So, help me understand what the kind of the methodology behind the award is, and how, who comes up with a survey? How does all that work?
Sure. Well, a lot of people think it's a popularity contest and we choose the winners, but that's not at all the case. And we, 11 years ago when we started the event, did not want that responsibility. So we partnered with a company called Quantum Workplace, and they are the ones that when you nominate a company, they send the surveys out to all the employees, and then the surveys get, you know, sent back to them, and they calculate the results. And as long as you get a 80% or higher satisfaction rating, and you get the required number of surveys completed by your employees, then you become a finalist. And then the final, out of the finalists, the winners are chosen based on the employees' comments and the scores, and those that, you know, get the most, you know, raving comments and the highest scores are then the winners.
Right. Yeah. So, like, so for example, in my the micro business category, although Clifton Larson Allen is a national firm, 5,000 employees. Locally, we've got 22, and you know, so that falls into the micro category. And so, you know, we have to have 100% participation to become a finalist, and you know, 80%. So, you know, this is when I was Bosma Group prior to CLA. You know, we're also very honored to be recognized. Of course, I think the hard part of a CPA firm getting into this mix is the surveys done in February and March. You know, and so, you know, the height of busy season. And so you got people working long hours and we're all tired and cranky. And here, why don't you fill out the survey, do one more thing, and then I'm going to ride you like a racehorse until everybody submits the survey. But it was interesting because I figured if I can get everybody to participate, the thing that it gives me as an employer, obviously it's anonymous, but I can see kind of where what we're doing well and what we're doing less than well. And a lot of times in our culture, just employees really don't give feedback to their employer. They talk about all, you know, how rotten you are to everybody else, just not to your face.
Exactly. Are you telling us that we need to move the event out of tax season for you?
I think
year?
That would be awesome. Thank you. But, you know, like I said, we've been recognized, I think, now 8 times out of the 11 years you've been running. And for me, as an employer, it's important so that I can get feedback, direct feedback from my employees, and that somebody else is thinking of the questions, right? So, like, you know, going through those questions as far as how, you know, how much do their leaders care about them? That was an important one that's important to me. And I guess the thing that I do wonder, though, from a human resources perspective, and of course, Jill, that is your background before you decided you wanted to run buildings and whatnot. You know, that level of employee engagement or not, what seems to be the tipping point? How do you get people, you know, because according to the survey results, like I said, 80% think I'm awesome, but then 20% think like I'm really the devil, and like I'm the same guy to both groups. So how do I fix that? How do I respond to that, or do I? What do I do? Or there are just 20% of people that are just haters.
I do think there's a percentage of people that are. It doesn't matter what you do, they just can't join in and be part of a group and can't be helped and can't be told what to do, can't take criticism, can't take anything.
Right.
I do think there's a percentage. I don't know if it's 20%, but I think on it does definitely for your results, for Clifton Larson Allen, I think it absolutely comes down to the pinch of the time. It is in your grumpiest times, you know, where it is the hardest times for people to like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Look at me, 7:30, you know, at night. I've been here since 6 a.m. You know, yeah, there's not a whole lot of awesome going on.
Right. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
No, it's very true. You know, we were, Clark & Associates was also a finalist in the micro category, and we got our results back, and I think we had 95% engaged, and, you know, so one sort of somewhat negative, or, you know, maybe we caught one person on a bad day, it kind of, you know, affects the whole rating
the whole thing. Right,
because of, you know, the size of our group. Whereas these larger companies, you know, they've got a little bit more.
Yeah, they just don't send the survey. Cool. See, we need 100%. The large companies, they just, you know, you got one department that's a rogue department. You know, you're supposed to send it to everybody, but
it's also really difficult because, you know, if these people are willing to say it in a survey, why can't they say it any other time?
No, that's exactly. I just think it's, I would call it authenticity, you know. So, you know, I'm meeting with each one of the team one-on-one. Hey, you know, because like I said, it's not really even to, you know, divide and conquer and find out who the naysayers are. It's just more, as an employer, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to make their experience a positive one, to help them accomplish their goals as they define them. But I guess why would somebody want to sit down with the devil? And when we talk about human resources, because that is the show today, 852-8255, if you want to weigh in. When your employer's asking to complete these surveys, have you ever been part of that where people are really trying to lobby you hard to answer positively so that, you know, like, well, the reason you're working so hard is we can't hire anybody. We can't hire anybody because people don't think we're awesome. If we win the award, people think we're awesome. We'll hire somebody and your job will get better. So don't complain. You know, if that's part of your experience, 852-8255, we'd love to weigh in and kind of how management applies direct or subtle pressure to kind of conform those results. The winner of micro category this year for best place to work had a 99 over, you know, so basically everybody answered every question at the highest rate. And it just doesn't feel genuine. So let's do this when we come back. Let's kind of continue the discussion on all things human resources and open up the phone lines, 852-8255. It's Bosma on Business, News Talk 780 KUH.
This is Bosma on Business. Computers and the internet make for interesting talk radio with Kim Komando. Today at 1 p.m. on News Talk 780 KUH.
Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma, talking all things human resources, the human element, the best element on the planet, and the worst element on the planet. We're talking about best places to work and kind of that process, gathering survey results. And in studio, Melissa Davies from Clark & Associates and president of the Northern Nevada Human Resources Association. And just talking about dealing with Melissa, you referred to her, I don't know, it could, but it's a generic term, as Negative Nancy. We all know her, or him, Negative Neil. you know, that no matter what you do, they're always going to be not happy about it, right? It's always going to, the lens that they look at your business through is always going to be negative. And sometimes just people, you know, if they've been wronged in some way, you know, they become bitter. And as my counselor told me, once you hit the bitter train, there's no recovery from the bitter train without a lot of work. So as a benefits provider, Melissa, you know, do open enrollment. So you kind of got to talk to people about what their benefits are and how this is going to impact them. And how do people typically receive that news? And how does Negative Nancy see it?
Well, I feel bad because we actually have someone in our office named Nancy, and she's not negative. We love her to death. So sorry, Nancy. As far as doing open enrollment meetings for employee benefits, you know, we're seeing more employers really work hard and want to offer robust benefit packages for their employees. But obviously, you know, healthcare keeps going up and costs go up. So it's harder to do that. And deductibles keep going up. So when we're doing these open enrollment meetings, there's always someone that's complaining. And it's a little frustrating because, you know, we see that their employer is really trying to do the best that they can for them and is covering, you know, 100% of the cost for them. And that's saving them so much money versus them trying to go out and get insurance on their own. Mm-hmm. So it's there's always those, we call them the heckler in the crowd, that's just, you know, jaded against health insurance and grumpy and have been at the, you know, company for 30 years and my deductible keeps going up, but you know, that's just the name of the game for everyone.
Well, yeah. And so they, you know, are kind of believe they're the center of the universe. And because the universe revolves around them, they're wondering why it being God, why this is impacting them. So they're a mad God, right? Yeah. They're an angry God. And because they're like, hey, this is, yeah. And so versus now, Jill, you would say, approach everything with gratitude.
Right. I do my best to do that. I'm not sure I'm perfect at it, but that's usually my take.
Right. And that's where I think Anthony Robbins kind of espouses a very similar methodology, where you're like, okay, when you get struggles and these things that happen in your world, you can either take them as negative or hard and boo hoo, or us entrepreneurs out there, we're going to say, hey, you know what? There's a good thing that's going to come out of this, right? I always put a positive spin on it after a bourbon or two, and then all of a sudden, we call it greasing the wheels. So, but you can kind of recalibrate. It's hard. You take a hit like that, and it was funny. Like in our survey result, what's the one thing the company can do to make this a better workplace? Replace the managing principal. I'm like, fine, I quit. I can't quit. I own the business. I'm hostage. Who said that? Should I track him down? Come on, guys. I'm just looking for counsel.
I would say in the current situation, I don't think you need to track anything down. I think you run with the 80% positive and you keep fueling that the best you can.
Okay, so because there's a lot of people that were just very positive and confident. Hey, this is kind of what we've done. It's putting two disparate firm cultures together, very difficult. You probably couldn't. In fact, at the highest levels of CLA leadership, recognized these two firm cultures probably the most opposite you could be. And it doesn't make one right or wrong. They're just polar different, right? Just opposites, other sides of a spectrum. So. How do you bring that together? And so I'm looking for advice, guys. Help me.
I think if you take it from where you were to where you are now, there's already it's happening.
Right. See, that's you putting the positive spin on things again.
I mean, I think also asking your employees what worked at the old place, what's working, at your old place, and then merging those two company cultures together to take the positives out of both those two worlds and blending them together and trying to make everyone happy, but you're never going to make everyone happy.
Right. Yeah. And so, and like I said, happiness is a state of mind, not a state of being. So it's just, I've seen people in, downtown Reno, they don't have a bed to sleep in. In fact, some of our listeners, they'll remember Robert. Now, Robert, remind me about the recycling box, Jill. I'll get it, I promise. But I remember there was a guy, a gentleman, right after we, you just moved into your office building, Melissa, but right after we moved into ours, there was a guy in a dumpster, right? And so, of course, the whole office is out looking through the window, like, there's a guy, there's a bum in the dumpster, oh, there's a bum, Now, 6 years later, everybody's like, it's Tuesday, whatever, but back then that was a thing, because back when we were south of town, little suburbia, that wasn't a thing. This is a bum. So I go out there. I go, hey, can I help you? And he's like, hey, I'm just getting your recyclables. I'm like, yeah, awesome. But we have recycle. He goes, well, look at all these cans and stuff. You're clearly not recycling. And anyway, I leave it cleaner and I found it. I'm like, well, thank you. And how about if we'll just let you take the recyclables, because if you follow the waste management thing at all and kind of the mess that the PR mess they're in with waste management, you get a citation if you don't use them to pick up your recyclables. So if you pick up somebody else, well, it's not against the law to give them to the homeless. So I told Robert, hey, why don't you just come in and, pick up the recyclables, and he's like, really? Yeah, of course. So I actually bought Robert. We got the little recyclable box and they came in packages of 12. So I said, hey, if you want to put these around other businesses, do the same thing, do that. And he's like, no, thank you. And so again, his name's Robert. We kind of tongue in cheek called his business Robert's Recycling. Right. So, and he was a buddy of Margo who lives on the corner and, the kind of the community gardener of the neighborhood. And so she would kind of keep me appraised of Robert's situation, and Robert stopped coming around. So I asked Margo, hey, I haven't seen Robert in a while. What's going on? He says, no, he actually is in rehab and, been recovered and kind of went on with his life. And I just thought, wow, but I remember when I ran into Robert, walking in the door when he was doing the recycle, I was jumping on the elevator. I was holding the elevator for him. He said, I take the stairs. I'm like, why? You can take the elevator. He goes, he's homeless. There's a certain, odor that accompanied that. And he's, I don't want to smell up your elevator. I'm like, oh, right? So here's a guy, homeless, and he's got the best attitude ever. And so I'm like going, okay. Right? It's a good reset for me on, you know, how
changes
bad it
is. Changes your perspective.
Changes your perspective, right? People have very difficult situations, difficult circumstances, but my employer is only paying 98% of my insurance. He's the devil.
Right. Yep.
Let's do this. We come back. Hey, phone lines are open, 852-8255. Going to kind of dive deep on some of the HR issues that are impacting your business. We call it Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KUH.
Like Bosma on Business on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Mike Bosma. There's more Bosma on Business coming up on News Talk 780 KUH. You're listening to Bosma on Business. Hear what's happening in our community on Nevada Outlook, Sunday at noon on News Talk 780 KOH and KKOH.com.
Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma, talking about human resources issue and dealing with Negative Nancy or Negative Neil, as the case may be. And kind of before the break, talking about Robert's Recycling and just how, you know, somebody in difficult situations can have a positive spin on life. And, you know, by and large, we like to be around positive people. Melissa Davies from Clark & Associates and president for the Northern Nevada Human Resource Association, I think, weighed in well, really kind of saying, hey, costs are going up. Healthcare is tough, and it's tough for everybody, right? And of course, Clark & Associates, before I merged into CLA, you guys were my insurance broker for forever, because I was, one of the firms I acquired came with an insurance broker who really sold life insurance, not health insurance, and couldn't help me navigate the thing, and kind of through your help, we were able to kind of cobble this really cutting-edge insurance program that kind of went away with Obamacare. Affordable health care. So, because we were like, it's completely, hey, if you're healthy, we'll pay 100% of your insurance, which means, that was the Humana mm-hmm. plan. So, we do have a call. We don't want to keep you waiting. Joe, welcome to Bosma on Business. Joe, how are you doing?
Good. I'm a health care provider, specifically in the field of dentistry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm located, I'm on the USA Parkway, and we're minutes away from thousands of people.
Right. Okay?
And my problem is we accept all the insurance programs that they right. have. We do the same dentistry as anybody else.
Right.
That's not unusual. But two things we do have to offer. Convenience is number one.
Right. Yeah, because you're right there.
They can come to our office within minutes and be back at work within the hour. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha.
As opposed to those that have to do the same thing when they're in Reno, they will use at least a half a day. So there are two things that are achieved here. One is time and money for both the employee and the employer. Now, the biggest problem we have is getting to the HR people to tell them this. We just can't seem to get to anyone to prove this. It seems like a company would love to save money and time.
Right, yeah, get their employees back to work. Melissa, what are your thoughts on that?
So with the Human Resources Association, we always have breakfast sponsors for our monthly events. We have a Reno chapter meeting and a Carson meeting every month, and we would love to have you be a sponsor, and you can tout your services in front of all our HR professionals, plus your logo goes out on all our emails that go out to thousands of people. But the Reno meetings, they're averaging about 120 people each month. And then Carson's usually around 30 or 40 people. So it's a great way to talk about your services in front of lots of local HR professionals.
Yeah, and Joe, it's a good point, Melissa, because one of the things that from an HR perspective, and I'd try a business perspective, we get inundated. I have call screeners that have call screeners to be able to get through to me to talk to me. So you want to talk to an HR professional, it's hard, and so it takes a lot of energy. But yeah, you can do something like this sponsorship.
Well, the biggest problem is the ones that make the decision are remotely located.
Oh, okay. So
they're not even in the area,
right? So like
they can't identify the situation. They say, well, our company's in Reno. Well, they think it's in Reno. Well, it's not.
Right.
So, it's 15 miles out.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. Everybody, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, well, here are your providers in Las Vegas. It's right next door, right? And everybody thinks Las Vegas and Reno are our sister cities, and it's a long way, farther away than most states. The other thing you might want to consider, Joe, is, you know, I guess what perked my attention was anytime the patient is driving that decision. So if you say, hey, because you don't get time paid off from work, most places isn't gonna give you paid time off for that. You got to take vacation time or comp time. So well, the other thing is, if you can have some kind of platform to be able to kind of, you know, tell the patients, hey, I'm here, get the word out that way, that'd be a way for them to get to you sooner. But I do like the model, hey, don't take a half a day, take an hour, we'll get you back. Back at your desk, all Novocained up. Joe, I do appreciate the call, your thoughts, and, of course, your loyal listenership. So, yeah, you know, it's different ways to try and serve our clients well. But, Melissa, we were talking on the HR perspective. What are, you know, most professional service providers, doctors, dentists, as Joe is, how do employers handle that time off for, you know, what's a good policy for people to give time off to get work done?
I think, you know, these days in this competitive job market, we're seeing more and more flex schedules and more leniency to be able to take those, you know, not use your vacation to get those things done or have to scramble on your lunch break to do it. So a lot of companies are thinking outside of the box and offering more flexible schedules so that it takes the stress off people. And, you know, we've seen a lot of employee surveys that benefit surveys, and having a flexible schedule is the number one benefit that employees are asking for right now.
Okay, especially the millennials, because they don't want to work 8 hours.
That's true.
Jill, what do you think?
I think that's true. But I think from where I've been, you know, having that flex time and just being able to go without the, you were gone an hour, you know, that constant time clock check.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's especially, you know, you came from the government sector where, you know, once, air quotes, what does that mean?
No, yes, school district land.
All right, so where you're protecting the public trust and, you know, they got to squeeze every minute out of your 8-hour day. But the other part of that, I mean, you know, because I think, Melissa, as we talk about, you know, keeping an engaged workforce, emails come 24 hours a day now, text, messenger, IM, you know, all the rest of it. And, you know, it's one of the criteria of a highly engaged workforce is that they're like, you know, they feel empowered and authorized to be able to kind of take care of business whenever it hits them and whatever it suits them. So, you know, what are some good policies or criteria for companies to be thinking of? You know, do you encourage people to look at email after hours or not? How do you deal with that?
Joe.
They're looking at each other. Well, like, I don't want to answer you. Well, it's a hard question.
I think
it's
all about putting it in, you know, kind of their job description and, you know, gearing it towards how they're going to be the most successful. You know, millennials are totally comfortable being on their emails 24/7 and getting their job done at all hours of the day.
Right.
So it just depends on what the job is, of course, and if that's you know, realistic. I think it's something that is very important to employees right now. And so employers are really trying to kind of think outside the box and are getting rid of that, you know, clock in, clock out, you know, older thoughts on it.
Right, right. Jill?
Well, I find it a little interesting because, you know, we just had a millennial working at the BBC, and many times I would like text and ask a question and, hey, sorry to bother you after hours. No, it's no problem, no problem, no problem. Yeah, the resignation letter was like, you're constantly texting me after. And I'm like, okay, so it was a problem. So I don't know. I mean, like, I think it definitely becomes a, hey, I don't, your hours, excuse me, your hours are, you know, this to this. However, it could entail. So it does make sure you talk about it in the interview, the job description.
Right, right. Because that's the reality is, you know, that things come 24/7. And I guess that's where I guess for me, I don't, if there's things that I don't need a response to right away, I'll email them. But if there's something that's urgent, I'll send a text, right? It's just, hey, it matters. And you kind of also assume that people aren't on their phone or whatever. And if it's an emergency, I'll call.
Well, right? Exactly. And if you're offering that flexible schedule so that, hey, you know, if you do have that dentist appointment at 1 o'clock, you know, take that hour. You don't have to use it for vacation, but you know, I'm going to expect you to also be available if I text you after 5 p.m.
Yeah, one of the things, cool things that CLA did, which I thought was genius, is they eliminated vacation.
No vacation.
No vacation.
Awesome. So nobody gets vacation.
No. It's like we don't think of vacation anymore. You just take time off.
At will vacation.
At will vacation. You know, schedule your time off. Knock yourself out. Take as much as you want. Or as little. It's up to you.
No, that's good. And we've actually, I had a client call me because they were concerned that they had an employee that had a scheduled vacation, but it was an engineering firm and they had a project that it had a, you know, deadline that had to be hit. And so the employee was on vacation working to meet this deadline.
Right?
And so they were actually very accommodating and did not, they had a PTO policy. And so they did not charge him for those hours that he was working on vacation, even though he was working remotely, and credit those back to him. And I thought that was a great policy, but you just got to make sure that they are clear that if there's a deadline that's going to affect the bottom line of the business, they're going to be expected to work whenever.
Do the work when you need to do the work, mm-hmm. man, and manage your stuff. So in CLA land, I think the genius behind the no vacation policy really is if, you know, we need a certain volume of work out of you. It's 1,800 charge hours. That's what we need. And we have other things you need to do. You need to do training, continuing professional education. And we kind of know what that is. And then when, we kind of get these oddball trainings, we're like, oh, you need to be in Sacramento for a day. You know, that's where my pushback to the firm was, hey, we had already committed, how many training hours we had. And it basically, if you throw another day in, you're taking a day of time away from people, and that's not okay. Why are we doing this? We need, because this is the dialogue you have with the team. And if I wasn't the devil, I guess I'd approach it differently. But that's what it's so funny. It was like going, because, even with the firm, standard charge hours, 1,800. And, for some of those people that kind of hadn't got to that charge hour level, I said, well, hey, let's split the difference between where they were at last year versus this year and divide that by two. And instead of just make that whole chasm up in one year, just, kind of help them along to get there. So we set a realistic expectation for them that this is what you need to do. But yeah, the thing about, I think a lot of employers, their biggest heartburn with paid time off isn't giving the employees the time off. It's they save it until they quit and then they get this big check at the end.
Exactly.
Right. And so it's kind of like kind of this termination perk. That's what it becomes, right? So it's just like, we want you to take your time off. We know how much, volume of time we need from you to be able to serve our clients. And we're just going to plan for that and let you figure out your own stuff. And we found that I thought, that's what I had been doing with my prior partners at Bosma Group. And that worked well. I was like, hey, you're not an employee. You choose your schedule. So we treat all the team as really partners or principals of the firm. And you manage your stuff. And we don't have to track time off. If you have a doctor's appointment, you need to go see Joe in South Reno. You don't have to worry about that. You just, what you do, you have a certain volume of time you got to get done.
I think employees appreciate that because it shows, trust on the employer's part that, they know how to get their job done when it needs to get done or whenever, and it's going to get done. So,
yeah, no, and I just did not only treating people as professionals, but, having that expectation. It's like, this is how this works and you just need to work within this framework. And I think it gives people 100% autonomy and whether or not they do that from their desk or their chair or, Yosemite, I really don't care. They have complete autonomy. So that's where I was like, I think it's but that's hard, especially for certain generations to get their mind around paying somebody when they're not in the office, right? So there was a lot of content in this segment. If you want to go back and rehearse that or go review that, I should say, kkh.com, the on-demand tab. Of course, Bosma on Business, we have the full archive of all the great business advice that you get. When we come back, we're going to give the number one thing when you're thinking about an engaged and healthy workforce. It's Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KWH.
Need one-on-one advice? Schedule a complimentary one-hour consultation with Mike and his team of advisors at 775-786-4900. Bosma on Business from News Talk 780 KOH.
You're hearing Bosma on Business. The great one, Mark Levin.
We've had enough. It's that simple.
Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 780 KOH.
Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. You know, if you got that wallop or that surprise for tax, for your tax return, now have time to start doing free one-hour consultations. 775-786-4900, mike.bosma@claconnect.com. And actually, what I'd say is if you go to claconnect.com, there are newsletters that you can kind of subscribe to that really fit. If you're a construction business, anything that's going to impact your world from a financial accounting perspective or a tax perspective or just overall business perspective, you can sign up for those newsletters. And like I say, they are really rich in content. So I'd say you look at the people that are on that list nationally. I think we're the second largest provider of services to the construction industry nationwide. We have the best experts that are saying, hey, this is what you need to be thinking of. And kind of for all the various types of businesses out there, professional services, manufacturing, gaming, getting ready to head down to the gaming conference. I'm speaking down there, kind of helping, you know, there's some significant changes that hit with tax reform that are impacting your business. And so, and I would tell you, if, you know, a lot of great practitioners out there, but they're just, they don't have the resource of bench strength to be able to get that. Even if you don't use us, take advantage of the knowledge that's out there. I'm passionate. You know, it's pay it forward day. So one way that I pay it forward are these free 1 hour consults, or, and you know, kind of giving this content for business owners, regardless of if they are a client or not. We leave our listeners with the number one thing. So we're talking HR today, but of course it's open microphones. So Melissa Davies, president of the Northern Nevada Human Resource Association, and what is your role at Clark & Associates?
President, I'm a benefit consultant.
Benefit consultant, yes. At Clark & Associates. Number one takeaway from the show, what do you think?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, and it went by really fast.
It does fly by. So what would be, a good thing for people to think when they're thinking all things human resources?
You know, I think if you have questions, come check out the NNHRI website. We've got so many great learning events that we do throughout the year. We've got Reno chapter meetings every month. It's the first Wednesday of the month, so our next meeting's on Wednesday, May 9th. And we've got Dan Barnett, who's going to be talking about company culture, which ties right into becoming a best places to work.
There you go. Jill, what's the big HR takeaway?
Well, can I have two?
Of course.
Great. I think it's just keeping things in the positive realm. So even when things are hard, to try and be part of a solution to work towards something getting better instead of just complaining or being negative, because mm-hmm. that's how I try to do most of my life. But so I think it works. And I don't remember what my second one is, so we'll just leave it with one.
One is good. One and done. You know, and I would say, one of the things that I've learned, albeit the hard way, is when I am in a schism with somebody, they need more mic time, not less. So that's hard for me, because usually my DNA, the way that I'm wired, is I want to avoid people at all costs that don't like me. I like to be liked. So go to Facebook right now and like me, please. I need some validation. But the more relationship I have with somebody, I remember I was sideways with a person in my prior job before I started Bosma Group. And, it's just one of those things. Just have some hard experience, especially the technical nature of what we do in CPA land. You know, and you talk about being vulnerable, like, oh, hey, you got to fix it. And it's like very little positive feedback, a lot of negative feedback. And this is wrong. Because everybody wants their tax returns 100% right 100% of the time, right? So your job is to make that magic happen. So anyway, I had one of the team at my prior firm told me, hey, as I got to know her and spent some time, she's like, wow, you're not that bad after all. I'm like, that's my number one thing. I'm not that bad after all. All right. Next week, Tanya McCaffrey, CFO Group, and started a thing called Level Up, is going to be here. Talk to us all about that and those finalists next week's show with Katrina Lofton. And, of course, we're going to be here with all the great advice and recommendations that you need to make your business great. Of course, 786-4900. You want to make one of those meetings happen. We'll get the advisors together and help you out. Of course, what's my email address? Mike.Bosma@CLAConnect.com. Next week, we will be here again, Tanya McCaffrey, a CFO group, and Level Up. We're going to weigh in on how to make your business great. It's called Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH.